The next time you're on Interstate 80, stop in and see the folks at the Iowa 80 Truck Stop at Exit 284 in Walcott, Iowa. They're always open and ready to serve you. Enjoy a sit-down meal at the Iowa 80 Kitchen or grab a bite from one of their 9 quick-serve restaurants. You'll love their clean restrooms, huge gift store, beautiful convenience store, and, of course, the Super Truck Showroom stocked with plenty of chrome, lights, and more. While you're there, don't forget to visit the Iowa 80 Trucking Museum next door. It's free. The entire team at the Iowa 80 is very excited to celebrate 60 years with you. They look forward to being your home away from home for another 60 years. Sending you a giant thank you from Iowa 80, the world's largest truck stop on I-80, exit 284 in Walcott, Iowa. Iowa 80.
It's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show from the Uniden America Studios. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the planet, we are Red Eye Radio. Welcome and good morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You know, I just wanted to go over this before we go over the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Because to put your political hat on there and say, if you were a Democrat political consultant, what would you tell Biden to say tonight? So we'll get to that in just a moment.
Oh.
But this headline from Fox Business, banking industry erupts over Biden administration's new rule on credit card late fees should not be allowed. Banking and credit card companies have started reacting to the new Biden administration rule that puts an $8 ceiling on credit card late fees. Quote, today's flawed final rule will not only reduce competition and increase the cost of credit, but will also result in more late payments, higher debt, lower credit card scores, and reduce credit access to those who need it the most, said the American Bankers Association president and CEO Rob Nichols in a press release provided to Fox News Digital. This rule should not be allowed to go into effect. On Tuesday, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized a new rule to cap all credit card late fees at $8, which will apply to the country's largest credit card issuers, covering those with more than 1 million open accounts. Mm. The CFPC estimates the new regulation will save American families more than $10 billion in late fees annually by reducing the typical late fee of about $32.
Yeah.
That amounts to an average saving of roughly $220 per year for the 45 million people who are charged late fees. I'm chuckling because they're only covering half of it in the article here.
Uh-huh, right.
The financial institutions and legislators slammed the latest rule targeting credit card late fees, warning that it could ultimately hurt consumers by reducing competition, increasing the cost of credit, causing more people to pay late, and reducing credit access for those who need it more. The Bureau's misguided decision to cap credit card late fees at a level far below banks' actual costs will force credit issuers to reduce credit lines, tighten standards for new accounts, and raise APRs for all consumers, even those who pay on time, Nichols said.
Yep.
Now, the thing is about it, I mean, this is, again, it's a bait and switch. That's all this is.
Right.
The bait and switch.
It's a feel-good thing.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, I think the late fee should be zero. Because I think you should pay it on time.
Well,
and there's a way to do that. Now, if you're underwater and you can't, then at that point, you're going to have to find a way to get out of that, because that's probably not your only financial conundrum that you're in. And I can feel your pain all day long, but the problem is you're borrowing somebody else's money. It's not yours in the first place.
When you look at it, you know, you and I talked about, well, what could they do with banks? You could see banks raising checking account fees.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yep, they're going to find a way to do it. They can raise checking account fees.
Mm-hmm.
And
annual fees for credit cards could come back in a big way.
Annual fees for credit cards.
Yep.
General interest rates.
Right.
You know, they could look at it. You can get. I'll sit there from the bank all the time, where it's like, okay, you're in good standing, and therefore we're reducing your APR from this down to that.
Right.
You don't get it. You pay more if you're late.
Right.
So your credit score could determine the fee that you pay for a credit card,
right,
and the APR that they charge you.
Yep.
There's more ways than one to collect the money. If you think the banks are just going to sit around and not do it, you're wrong. They're going to come after you, and they're going to do everything they possibly can not to punish their good customers. I mean, the customers that pay on time, because actually, if you look at it, if you're paying late fees consistently, the bank isn't too upset at you as long as you continue to pay the late fees and the interest on it.
Right.
If you don't pay it, then there's a problem there.
Well,
and so you automatically become a problem if you're late all the time and you're only paying $8 in a late fee. Well, then you're going to be viewed as a bigger problem. You'll either get dropped, they'll increase your APR, they'll charge more for credit cards. You know, we talked about the people that need credit cards the most. I'm at a position, and I have been for the longest time, because I decided no matter how much money I made, for me, it goes back 35 years ago, maybe. I was a bill collector.
Yeah.
So I knew never, I was a bill collector during college, collected all sorts of accounts. It was pounded into me. You know, my father did it, and then I worked for the bank. So I got the 1-2 whammy about debt in my life. So only one time. Only one time did I seriously get in debt. And people are going to go, seriously, what are you talking about? Well, for me, it was. And I had, I don't know, I might have had something that I was going to pay off, maybe $500. And then I got a, I had to get the engine replaced in my vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't making a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
And it was like $2,000. And right. It came as an emergency. I put it on my credit card and I had to pay it off. You know, I paid more than just the monthly payment.
An engine for $2,000. Wow.
Way back then. Yeah.
Exactly.
Way back then. Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And I remember the panic that I had.
Oh, yeah.
And since that time, never run a balance ever. So the APR doesn't apply to me.
Right.
And the late fee doesn't apply to me. Who do they apply to? People that really need credit.
Mm-hmm.
Who aren't in the financial situation that I chose to be in over those periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I say chose because in order not to use that, I was working two jobs on a consistent basis.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
And I didn't have a family.
Right.
And so that was a situation that I was in. So who's affected by it? People who really need credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are going to increase the APR. I guarantee they'll increase the APR, and
fees
they'll do it.
Other fees will come up.
Other fees will come up. They're going to collect their money.
And if they can't do it in fees, if ultimately, you know, the administration just comes out and says, okay, no fees at all right, fine. You're not going to cap interest rates, because then all of these people at lower middle income that have worked to have these cards, because you got to build a little bit of credit, and they have to rely on these cards, won't be able to rely on the cards. Then what's the next logical step?
Well, we dealt with that last time. Remember the credit card Bill of Rights?
Yep.
Millions of people. You and I documented it. Millions of people, after they passed a credit card Bill of Rights, and remember, they were capping late fees back then, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Lost their credit cards.
Right.
They had no availability for credit.
Boom. Payday loans.
Payday loans. Oh.
Title loans on cars.
Can't be paying 29% APR.
Mm-hmm.
How about, 400%.
Yeah. Yep. No, it's if there's a demand for borrowing money, that borrowed money is going to come with a price. And if there is a greater risk than the price for that money, if there's a greater risk to that institution lending the borrower, then the borrower is going to have to pay a greater price. Or if that risk is not, if they're not able to mitigate that risk by controlling their costs with fees, there's no way around it. You can say, and it's okay if you say, oh, I hate the credit card industry. Great, don't do business with them. There's also a way to do that. It's not easy. And people are stuck.
And now for a segment called Just Something I've Noticed, brought to you by our friends at Motel 6. Just Something I've Noticed. There's a lot more yawning these days. Have you noticed that? Yeah. And the bad thing about yawning, it's contagious. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I do know that's true. You see somebody else yawn, all of a sudden, you got to yawn. You know what helps to curtail the yawning? How about a great night's rest at Motel 6? Book online at motel6.com. Use the code CPREDEye to get 15% off your stay at Motel 6 or Studio 6. With almost 1,500 locations across the country, there's almost always a Motel 6 or Studio 6 nearby. And truck parking is available at most locations. Enjoy a clean, comfortable room at a price you will love when you use the code CPREDEye. That's the letters CPREDEye, all one word, for 15% off your stay at Motel 6. And help curtail the yawning. That's just something I've noticed. Brought to you by Motel 6.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood.
So
far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
You bring up the having to rebuild an engine, and I remember years ago, my gosh, about 31 years ago, my wife and I, our AC goes out. This will tell you how long ago that was. So condenser coils outside, you know, the outside unit, $1,100. Again, this was well over 30 years ago. We were like, okay, well, we're going to have to do it. We had credit, and we used it. And the weight of that was like, oh, man, we were in a small town. We weren't making, you know, what we're making now. And that weight has always stayed with me. Now, I borrowed hard money, too, for real estate deals. And I knew, all right, the clock is ticking, and it's on you. It's not on anybody else. And you have to pay your debts. And I understand how all of that works. But there are methods. If you hate doing business with these big, bad credit card companies, then don't do business with it. Don't. And you may one day get into a much better position where you go, I'm so glad I didn't do that. And on top of that, I'm still not going to because now I don't need to because I'm making a lot more money and I'm in a much better place. We all make choices, and we also all make bad choices. None of us are immune from making bad choices, and you get down or tough choices, however you want to phrase it. We've all been at that point where you've got to say, what am I willing to do here? What am I willing to risk? But if the government comes in and says, well, we're going to take out the risk, we're going to start taking out, which is what they did with the subprime lending, and Fannie and Freddie, if we're going to start by the implied backing of two government-sponsored entities, Fannie and Freddie, or now we're going to limit these companies and we're not going to allow them to charge that, then there's going to be a response to it because you're saying, well, they can't charge you for that. They can't charge you for that. All right. Well, at some point, then certain people won't qualify for that credit. They won't get it. There are people that are willing to do it, that are saying, all right, I understand the interest is going to be tough, or I'm going to have to pay a fee here, but I got to wait until next payday or something so I can pay it then because I'm trying to, I'm trying to juggle all the plates right now. And right now with inflation, here's the thing. With inflation, here's the reaction from the credit card industry, it's going to be, well, we've got to be able to recoup these costs. So either they raise the interest rates or they start lowering the credit limits, the credit lines for individuals in a time when people are leaning on those credit lines harder.
Well, I don't know if you remember a time, and I haven't gotten in a while, probably a few years, where the bank would send you, say, look, we're sending you checks, but the checks are for the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you can consolidate all your bills into this credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they used to do it. Now there's a minimum fee. Back 30 years ago, it was so competitive where they would allow you to transfer that balance without a fee.
That's
something I
didn't experience because I am a little bit younger than you, but I've always had, and I still get the checks in the mail.
Right.
And I opened one the other day.
3.9% fee or something?
Roughly 4%.
4%,
yeah. I think some may charge more, maybe 5%.
Right. And that's the initial fee.
It's the initial of the balance. So if it's a $1,000 balance, it'd be $40.
This was a time where I was doing that,
mm-hmm.
but there was no fee.
Right.
You could just transfer it back and forth. And I finally I was able to pay it off. But I kept thinking, when are they going to catch on to me?
Well, because all of my offers are zero interest except for the fee.
Well,
there's
right.
no other cost.
But they had
to pay off the balance.
Right. So that was like, but at that time I remember doing it where they had no fee
and
a certain amount of time with no interest.
Right.
And so I actually did it. And the whole thing was to get you to have the credit card,
mm-hmm.
and my credit rating was still great. I mean, I had great credit rating, so they said, "Okay, we'll take a loss for a while on this because we'll have a forever customer based on their credit rating."
Right.
But when you look at it, it's another thing too, where if you're not going to charge, then this is we talk about the philosophy of liberals out there,
mm-hmm.
that you're being treated unfairly, and so even though you've done wrong, we're not going to punish you. We're going to punish everybody for the cost of you doing wrong.
Right.
Or you're not doing the right thing or not fulfilling your contract.
Mm-hmm.
People may get upset if I say if you get into debt problems, you're wrong. So,
right. Yeah. Right.
Problems in your life. I must remember, I have to speak as a bill collector attempting to collect that debt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got yourself into a situation,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, you got yourself into that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a fee for getting yourself into that situation, which the bank views as a wrong situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they charge you more for it. Mm-hmm. Well, now the liberals say you shouldn't be charged that. We're going to make it so we're going to cap that fee. And then they tell you basically they don't complete the sentence. They don't tell you what happens after that. It's the same thing as, we're going to forgive college loans. Well, they're not completing the sentence.
No.
There's no forgiving college loans.
Nope.
They're transferring the loans, and we've seen that. They're transferring the loans from somebody who signed a damn contract.
Mm-hmm.
You signed a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the government's coming and saying that contract is void. Somebody else who didn't sign the contract has to pay for it.
Yep.
Understand that's the mentality of liberals. The people do not hold people accountable for their own decisions, hold other people accountable who did not make those decisions.
And they always pretend to be helping those who need it the most, and long-term, you're not.
No, in the credit card situation, you're not helping them at all. And in the mortgage situation,
it wasn't because
that lost their homes and destroyed their credit.
Well, they destroyed their credit with, think about this. If you we're not talking about bankruptcy, you're talking about a mortgage going into default. That's looked at with underwriters. They look at that very differently. And you've set up a situation that was bound to ruin the credit of millions of Americans who walked away from their loans because you made it too easy to walk away. Why? Because you didn't require them to have teeth in the game. Zero down. That was a big thing for a long time. Low interest, zero down. Well, they looked at it as, well, if I walk away, I don't have much teeth in the game. If they made any payments at all, okay, just a couple of payments, but I didn't put $50,000 in, so I'll walk away. Well, now their credit is done. By the way, also on them, but when you as a lawmaker or administration do this, you're not helping.
866-90 Red Eye.
This morning's USDA Farm Report is brought to you by Howe's Products. Tested, trusted, guaranteed since 1920.
This time of year, there is all kind of speculation, scientific projection, and outright guessing on the subject of how much of what crops farmers will plant this spring. But
This is our first opportunity to find out directly from the farmers, what do you expect to plant this season?
Lance Honig with the USDA Statistics Service, which is right in the middle of surveying a lot of farmers on that subject.
We reach out to just a little over 70,000 producers, roughly the first 2 weeks of March. Basically, we're asking them very specifically, crop by crop, how many acres do you expect to plant?
Honig is also asking farmers to please reply to the survey by March 15th.
Because from that point forward, we've got a lot of work to do to compile all those responses and all the data that comes along with a survey of 70,000 producers in time for release.
USDA will release the prospective plantings report March 28th, noon Eastern Time. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
This report brought to you by Cenex Fuels and Lubes.
We'll be right back with more Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara. State of the Union. Tonight, we'll have some analysis, some pre-analysis coming up on that. And you'll want to stick around for our audio cut of the day.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's a good one. Oh, man.
It's a good one.
I'm telling you, this is, you know, we're doomed and we have terrible things happening right now in the United States and a terrible government, but some of it is darn entertaining.
Look, and we didn't create the chaos, and we don't make people say things. So if they say things and we find it entertaining or notable, then boom, we play it. Look, we, in the words of the great philosopher Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. But we'll bring some marshmallows.
I remember when that song first came out. What does that mean? Well, who started the fire? He didn't start the fire. Well, who started the fire? Well, what's the fire?
Yeah. I didn't start the fire.
It's like, come on. It's the mid to early 80s.
It's a song.
Let it go.
Have a line open, 1-866-90-RED-EYE, Red Eye Radio.
And he's Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara. Download our Red Eye Radio app today and listen when and where you want if you can't listen live overnight on one of our great radio stations. All right, you ready for our audio cut of the day?
All right.
Joe Scarborough yesterday. It's just great because we played an audio from him yesterday and just went, wow. Yeah. And that was nothing compared to this.
Oh, no.
His analysis of Joe Biden. Now, this is Joe Scarborough on the morning show on MSNBC.
Right.
With his wife, Mika.
Yeah.
But here he is. And, man, he's tough. Oh. And he's telling it. You can't handle the truth. This is almost a you can't handle the truth moment.
Yeah.
And it's complete and total delusion. Here we go.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not, Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years.
And if Mika likes him, then I like him. And if Mika says, he's the best Joe Biden ever, then he is. Let me hand in my man card. Mika, take my man card here. Whatever you wish, sweetie. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
My in-laws love Joe Biden. Therefore, I love Joe Biden. Right, honey?
Oh, complete delusion.
Wow. This, and he was so proud of himself.
I know. And then the dare part, where the gaslighting is yeah. the dare part.
Yeah.
That if you can't see that this man is the most clear thinking, when he used that, what was the word he used? Cogent? Yeah.
Mm.
Which means very understandable and extremely clear thinking. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not Joe Biden. Everyone knows it. No, it's beyond that.
Yeah.
This guy is so intelligent, so articulate. It's like,
you wouldn't know it because you're stupid.
Right. You're stupid. And you can't handle the truth that Joe Biden is far beyond that of mortal men.
Wow.
Complete.
And he really thought he was being the hero.
Can I stop here?
Start tape.
Can I stop here for
nobody's used tape in 40 yeah. years.
Can I stop Joe. Here for a second? Mm. I want whatever drug he's on.
I don't. If it makes you like that, I want to stay away from it.
Well, but if you can live in the delusional world and enjoy it, why not?
I don't know. Is he enjoying it? Sounds like to me he's trapped in a horrible marriage.
Well, he's following.
It's just me. I'm in a great marriage. Doesn't sound like he is.
Yes, dear.
That
yes, dear.
Sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, dear.
Oh,
if
man.
If Mika is delusional, I'm her husband, and I'm going to be delusional, too.
So here's
I didn't used to be delusional when I was a Republican, but now I'm delusional because I married Mika and her. The in-laws mm-hmm. believe this Joe Biden is just unbelievably incredible. Well, that doesn't say a lot for the in-laws, does it?
So, you know, this here's how the conversation the night before went at home. Honey, Joe says. Yes, dear? I'm thinking you need to be the one to help the president. Okay?
Yes, dear.
I've written something for you.
Yes, dear.
You know, feel free to edit it. Don't take anything out of it.
But yes, dear.
You know. And I'm thinking you should do it tomorrow morning. Oh, tomorrow's not good for me. Maybe it should be tomorrow. Okay. It'll be tomorrow. We'll do it.
Well, you know, the reason you don't see Joe Biden's temper today?
Hmm.
Nobody's allowed to ask him any probing questions
mm-hmm.
or follow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
And since he goes all the way back 50 years, because
mm-hmm.
he's been following for 50 years, that means Joe Scarborough was paying attention to Joe Biden when he was 10.
Yeah.
He's 60. Right. I am older than Scarborough.
Yeah.
This is not the Joe Biden that I either recall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of it is, I mean, he's always been angry, but he's always been the same. He's always been a BSer. I mean, good God.
Yeah.
In the late 80s, he was out of the presidential race. Why? Plagiarism.
Yeah.
So, just delusional. Scarborough, well, just delusional.
Well,
or he doesn't. It's either that, or because remember, he used to represent, mm-hmm. as a Republican,
mm-hmm.
one of the most conservative districts in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, I think his office is actually out of Niceville, Florida. Niceville, Fort Walton Beach. Don't know if it includes Destin.
Hmm.
And my own home, my old stomping grounds, my old home in Navarre.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was a Republican. For him to do this, sorry, he's attempting to please his wife. I'm sorry. Normally we'd never say this, but normally I would never make that jump, but she's on the show with him.
Look,
his opinions have radically changed over the years since he has been involved with her.
It's night and day and very clear. And the fact of the matter is that it tells me he never had a backbone. Yeah. And the whole FU thing is, well, here's what it is. It's virtue signaling and gaslighting all in one.
All right, then he has done something special.
Mm-hmm. He's brought it to a new pinnacle. But this is that's what you're doing, because he's, and you heard it in his voice, man. He was really proud of himself in this moment. He got shredded on social media for it, but he was really proud of it. And then, of course, the virtue signaling and gaslighting. You know, if you can't handle the truth, we see the truth, Mr. Scarborough. We see the president out there every single day. And I don't know, you clearly are delusional and you're in a delusional state.
Yeah.
If you want to say otherwise.
Oh, just completely.
We see what the president is doing. We see we're all very familiar with what it looks like. While we can't make an exact diagnosis, we know something's going on with him. And to this feigned anger, like you're going to grab the flag and run to the top of the Biden mountain with it, is stupid.
I know it.
It's pathetic. It's embarrassing.
Well, because the cockiness of, like, you know, this is so obvious where everybody knows it's not obvious. And, you know, the thing is, you know, F you, mm-hmm. and if you can't handle it,
uh-huh.
I mean, that's, as you said, yeah. I think you was perfectly described it. It is virtue signaling while gaslighting at the exact same time.
Yep.
Because the thing is, when you look at this, every Democrat listening right now knows that what Joe Scarborough says was a load of horse manure.
It's garbage.
Every Democrat knows that. Yep. Why? How do we know that? Because 75% to 80% of Democrats agree with us on the president and about the president's cognitive abilities.
Yep.
And so that's why it's the ultimate in gaslighting. And it was almost like a dare, like, you conservatives need to be able to handle this. And every single conservative I know and Republican political operative posted that. Like, he thinks we're afraid to post this?
Yeah, right.
Like, he's telling us something that is going to change the minds of Americans?
Mm-hmm.
My God, we're going to post this as the comedic political moment of the day.
It's laughable all day. It's just amazing. It's, and embarrassing at the same time.
Just amazing. But, all right, quickly, on the State of the Union address tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do shrinkflation, mm-hmm. and attempt to blame, do the corporate greed thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But the problem is, he's hoping, okay, working people and people in debt, because so many people are in debt, are going to remember this and vote for him.
Right.
We'll see if that's the case, if he can sell that to the American public. Then he's going to talk about shrinkflation, the banking fees. Mm-hmm. Then what's his position going to be on Israel?
Hmm.
Is he going to call for a ceasefire? Because whatever position he takes, you know, you saw Adam Schiff yesterday at his victory speech getting pounded by the pro-Palestinian folks. And before you say it, I will say it. What's the DNC going to be like this year in Chicago?
Oh, my gosh. So far in recent days, AOC and Adam Schiff.
Yep. And
New York and California.
So what position is going to take?
Yeah.
Is going to take on that? The border.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
that the mainstream media, we played every single major network now,
yeah,
even on MSNBC, where and NBC, where they've questioned and said, well, no, the president could change it. And his operatives out there don't really have an answer.
Right.
And the head of the DNC actually said, well, there's a ton of options that he can take. But every single major liberal network now has now said Joe Biden has the ability. One of their anchors have said in a questioning, Joe Biden has the ability to change what's happening at the border. So what's he going to do? because we're being told now, yesterday by Karine Jean-Pierre, he's not going to do anything because it's up to the Republicans.
Yep.
So he's going to throw that out. That continues what America knows is a lie on the border.
Right.
Yep. Is he going to touch climate change and EVs?
Climate change is a given. How far he goes with it.
How do they bring,
I don't know.
How do they bring how does he bring climate change? And then he's got to bring the two standard bearers over the last 30 years, which would be climate change and race.
Yeah, right.
How does he bring race into it? How does he attack the Republicans over race? Mm. I don't know.
I don't know, but it will happen. I'm sure. Pretty confident that will happen. When you've got, again, the majority of his party don't want him to be the guy. Tell me who's listening to this, aside from Joe Scarborough, and giving it any credibility. Who listens to anything that Biden says? I'll tell you who's tuning in. People who are curious and or concerned about his cognitive state. Because the question is,
you're right. I want to see, for entertainment purposes, I want to watch the screw-ups. Wow.
Wow. If it has an audience, that's going to be a massive chunk of it. How does he do 40, 45 minutes or an hour, however long it's going to be, and not have a series of issues with it?
The only thing I think, he's going to focus on is the fact of the banking fees, the junk fees, that he's going to pass federal legislation or put forth federal legislation to reduce the cost of everything for people that are in trouble right now. Now, it hasn't worked because the college loans, he's got to be furious. We're giving away everything to everybody, it seems like, and they're still not going to vote for me.
Yeah. No, you're right. He has to be very frustrated at that.
So I would expect that if they just have a grocery list of things, maybe that's a wrong term to use, grocery list inflation, but just a whole list of things. Clinton did that one time. His hour and 20-minute one was just, we're going to give you this, give you this, give you this, give you this. I wonder if that's what it'll do. 866-90 Red Eye.
Coming up, more with Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. It's Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carlin. I'm Gary McNamara. We're only to the really, you know, beginning of March, and we've had a ton of idiotic things, audio cuts we played, but I think I'm going to bookmark that one as a candidate for audio cut of the year.
I think so. Yeah, I would support that nomination. Thing. Yep.
Wow. Just so people know, because people may not know where Joe Scarborough came from on MSNBC from the morning show. Again, he was the representative from the panhandle of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz's district.
Matt Gaetz's district now, right? One of the most conservative districts in it. A lot of people don't even know that he was a Republican that represented one of the most conservative districts.
Right. Yeah.
That's why his 180 that happened after he started dating Mika and now married to her. That's why we always question, how do you change that much to the point of complete and total delusion that he showed yesterday?
Right.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.